Bibles, we want to turn to Mark's Gospel and the chapter 10. Good to see you out tonight, this warm summer's night, and we trust the Lord to bless us around his word. The Mark's Gospel and the chapter 10, and we'll read a few verses together in verse 13. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. He took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. Amen. We trust the Lord to bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Let's have a wee word of prayer and ask for God's help and blessing. Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity of coming to speak tonight. We pray for help. We pray, Lord, that thou would bless everyone who hears thy word tonight. We pray, Lord, thou would even challenge us tonight about the need of reaching the boys and girls with the gospel of Christ. We pray for help now to preach the word, make it a blessing to us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, And they brought young children to him. And they brought young children to him. If you and I would look at the Bible, the scriptures reveal to us that children are a gift and a blessing from God. In Psalm 127 and verse 3, it says, Lo, a children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Isaac said to Jacob when he met him, when he looked at the great company that was with him, and he says to him, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children which God has graciously given thy servant. And as you and I would read the Bible, we have to confess that the very children that we have in our family has been given to us by God. They are a blessing that God has bestowed upon us. And we have to say to every one of us here tonight that our children are special to us. And I suppose if we're all honest, there's nobody like our own children. There's mother what they do or what they're saying. Isn't there a bond with our own flesh and blood? And there's nobody like our own children. How we who are parents love the children that God has given to us. Indeed, we have to say that our children are perhaps the most precious possession that we have this side of eternity. We'd rather lose anything. We'd rather lose our homes. We'd rather lose our health than lose our children. Because we do know that God has blessed us with our children. They're special to us. But children are special to God. They're special to the Lord. How often we get the boys and girls to sing, Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And how often we get the boys and girls, or the children in Sunday school, children's meetings, clubs, or whatever, to sing those words, especially when we come to the chorus, sing it out. Yes, Jesus loves me. Because children are special to the Lord as well. You can look at the life of Christ and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, how often he spoke about children. He said in Matthew 18 verse 10, Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Watch what you do with these little ones. In Matthew 18 verse 2, He called a little child and set him in the midst of them. And here in this very passage, We can see something of the love that the Lord Jesus Christ has for children. Because he says those well-known words in verse 14, suffer the little children to come unto me. And that teaches a very simple lesson. The Lord Jesus wants boys and girls to come to him. He loves them. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And surely when we read such a passage of like this, the Lord Jesus has a ministry, he has a love, a concern for the little children. Now in this passage we see that the parents in this passage, they realized this, that Christ had a love concerned for children. Even though they knew he was the Son of God, even though they knew that he was the Messiah, they realized that Christ had a love for children, that Christ would accept their children. And so it tells us here that they brought the young children to him. They brought them. It's good for us as a congregation to pay attention to the boys and girls at this time. We see them running the streets. We see them growing up without Christ. We see the devil and the world and sin beckoning the children to follow them. We as a church need to have a concern for the boys and girls at this time. That's why we've set aside tonight just for a short message and prayer time. We hope to hold two children's clubs in the States, one up near East Street, one in Church Meadows. Then we hope to hold a Bible school for the boys and girls here in our church in July, and also have one to do in Onalong as well. So we're going to focus our attention over the next few weeks not on the drunkards and the pubs, though we do that, not on those who's living deep in sin tonight, but the little children, the children of this town of Kikil. We want to see them coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to bring them to Jesus. And I want to say three things about them. They brought young children to him. You can see here in the parents that, well, first of all, their duty. It's an individual duty, you see. It says there, and they brought young children to him. Now, it does not say who brought them, but I have no doubt that parents are here in mind. The mother or the father of these children took it upon themselves to bring their children to Christ. The same passage in Luke 18 verse 15, it says, and they brought unto him also infants. Now could you picture the scene at home before they brought them to Christ? The news comes through that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the district, in the town, and they get their little children around them and say, listen, we're going out today, and I'm going to bring you to someone very, very special. I'm going to take you to see the Lord. Could you imagine the joy, the excitement that would rise up in the heart of a little child? I'm going to see the King. My parents, it may be my mother, it may be my father, is taking me to see Jesus. Could you imagine the excitement that would have been in their hearts? The parents were bringing it upon themselves to get their children acquainted with Christ at an early age. And they brought the young children to him. It was an individual duty. The parents did this. Now we haven't time to look throughout the Word of God, but you will see that it is the parents' duty to bring up their children to know the Lord Jesus. Now I know we cannot save them. We cannot cleanse them. We cannot create a new heart in our children. But we are to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We are to bring our children up with the gospel of Christ and exhort them to turn from their sins and exhort them to trust the Lord Jesus Christ early in life. We are to do that. We are to do this. Ephesians 6 verse 4, it says, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We're to do that. gather our children around us with the Bible and seek to bring them to Jesus. We're to do this as parents, you see. Some parents in this town, no doubt, teach their children how to drink, how to swear, how to commit other sins. I've no doubt about that. Maybe some of us here were brought up with such fathers and so on. I have seen children in the past and parents laughing when they blasphemed and cursed and swore. But as Christian parents, we are to bring our children up to know the Lord. This is our duty. We're to do this. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, in these words, "What I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and I shall teach them diligently unto thy children." That was the law of God. Way back in the Old Testament. And God had a law. And God had a message for Moses. And a message for the people. And he was instructing them that they were to teach all of these things unto their children. You see, God has a ministry for the children. And parents are to do this. Of course, that's what we're speaking about here. Psalm 34, verse 11. "Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." I will do this. And there are many other references in the Bible, for time's sake, but not. But let me say, it's an individual duty. Children are to be taught about Christ from an early age by parents. Are you a parent? Maybe your children have grew up now, but I'm sure over the past years, from their word, a child, you have sought to tell them the right way. That's all we can do. We can only seek to direct them to Christ. Tell them of Christ. Tell them of the love of Christ. Tell them of their need of the Lord Jesus. But have you done this? That's our duty. It's our duty to do this, an individual duty. But it's ecclesiastical duty as well, I believe. In other words, it's a duty of this congregation to reach the boys and girls. When I was over in England, though, there were churches in England and they had no Sunday school and they had no children's meetings. And I do believe, in a sense, in evangelical meetings and outreach of churches, the children are overlooked. They're forgotten about. And we seek to reach, and of course it is true, to reach those who are living in deep sin, the drunkards, those who are held by the snares of the devil. Now we are to reach them, and we do try to reach them, but we've got to reach the children. And that's something we all can forget about. The emphasis can be on believers' meetings, gospel campaigns. And we, as a people, as a congregation and a denomination, we can overlook the children. We can't overlook them. The Lord Jesus, remember, says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And that is the great commission that came from the lips of Christ. We are to preach to every creature. What about the children? Are little boys and girls of Kilkeel, are they in that great commission? Do they fall under the umbrella that Christ says? Of course they do. And sometimes we can forget about the boys and girls of this time. You'll find in Acts chapter 5 about the apostles that said, "You filled Jerusalem with your doctrine." And notice the words, "They filled Jerusalem." They filled it. They filled it. Every homes. Men and women in the synagogues, in the temple. Children even heard the word. It was filled, Jerusalem was filled with the doctrine of Christ. Because the boys and girls were reached. They were reached with the gospel of Christ. We think of the words of the Lord Jesus to Peter. He says to Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" And he said, "Yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Thou knowest, Lord. I know, Lord, that I love thee." And what did he say to him? He says, "Feed my lambs." Straight to the children. Straight to the little ones. Feed them. Reach them. Teach them. Plead with them. Tell them the old story of the cross. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell them about me that I can save. He says ecclesiastical duty. The duty of the church. Good to reach the young people with the gospel. As Matthew Henry said, the mind of a child is white paper. You may write upon it what you will. And you think about children, they're sitting up and listening more radically than adults. Adults are hardened in their sin and their heart is hardened. But little boys and girls who come in, they listen. They listen to the story. It was Martin Luther said, I know not next to preaching. This is the best and surest and most useful vocation. I am not sure which of the two is the better. For it's hard to reform old sinners with whom the preacher has to do, while a young tree can be made to bend without breaking. And Luther was in a dilemma here. He said, he didn't know which was the best. Was it preaching to the adults or teaching the children? And yet he just said, well, I think it's even better to teach the children. And over the next few weeks, we're seeking to reach the boys and girls with the gospel. Listen, they brought them to Jesus. That's what I hope to do, to be used of the Lord to do this. And I would like everyone in this church to do the same thing. There's different things already. You can come and help and organise and keep control of meetings, or you can seek to bring boys and girls to these meetings. We long to see the children's meeting of this church built up. We go around in the bus, you know, and we have to confess there's not too many gets on it in this town. It's not that the doors haven't been knocked. They were knocked before I came, and I have been round them and round them. But we want to reach them. Do you know boys and girls who live beside you that you could get to a children's meeting? Can you not bring them to Jesus in this sense? And I do know, as we go to do these meetings, to go out into a community with the gospel and try to reach them, and then try to get them into a children's meeting and Bible school and so on, that it cannot be done, as Mr. Mercer preached a couple of weeks ago, by power or by our might. It has to be done by the Spirit of God. And that's why we need you to pray. I want you to pray for the work among the boys in the next few weeks. Like never before, every day, pray for the children of the Kiel that will reach them. That will see them brought into the meetings, but even more important, that will see them brought to Jesus. That will see them saved. And bringing the gospel into their darkened homes, wherever that may be. It is ecclesiastical duty of the church. We are to bring the children to Jesus. You can bring them by praying for them. Let us all work together at this time. I need your help. Mr. Mercer needs your help. We need your support. Prayer support, practical support, whatever it may be. Let us all work together to bring the children to Christ. As one man said, if the Church of Christ doesn't look after these children, the devil will. He'll look after them. If we don't seek to look after the boys and girls in this time, they'll be going to the Silver Hern and the rest. It's a pleasing gospel duty. Can I say something else? It's an important duty. You see, behind those rosy cheeks and curls, they have a soul. Sometimes we forget that. Boys and girls need the Lord Jesus Christ. They have a soul that is sinful. They have a soul that they will lose for all eternity. If they grow up in their sin and go on in sin and die in their sin, then they will perish. They will perish for all eternity. So it is important that we bring along children to Jesus Christ. They need to be saved. Yes, we can look upon them. We can laugh at their behaviour at times. The things that come from their lips. What joy boys and girls can bring to us in different ways. But we need to bring them to Jesus. They need to come to Christ. They need to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And we need to teach them the importance of coming to Christ and their need of coming to Christ. We need to do this. Some churches is not doing it. I remember I had to go and take an assembly in a school, wasn't in Kikiel. I remember through the door for the first time, and the headmistress met me and she said to me, don't you be preaching about hell. That was your introduction to him. Don't you be preaching about hell in here. She didn't want me to warn them about their need of Christ. But I told them. I told her I'm not here to preach hell, fire and brimstone, but no doubt I'd been mentioning it in my address. So I did. Told the wee boys and girls about heaven, and there's hell in need of a saved, and so on. You see, these children are part of a human race that is lost and in need of a saved. Their duty, and they brought young children to him. May we make it our duty. May we do all we can to reach the boys and girls. May we all work together. As I said, maybe you know families of boys and girls around your community. He said, listen, I could get those children to the children's meeting. Go and ask their parents, bring them in, or the bus can pick them up, or whatever it may be. But let us seek to bring them to Christ. And you pray for these outdoor clubs and Bible schools that we'll see many brought to Christ. Well, Ruth, we see, secondly, their discouragement in bringing the young children to Christ. And they brought the young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. And you can think of the excitement, as I said, in the hearts of these young boys and girls, and in the hearts of their parents. We're going to see the Lord. We're going to bring these children to Christ. And when they brought them, they didn't expect us, did they? The disciples rebuked those that brought them. The disciples, the ones who should have knew better. They had been safe in rebuking people who didn't bring their children to Christ. But the disciples rebuked them. That was some discouragement, wasn't it? Very people you thought would have been delighted to see you bringing your children to Christ. They were the ones who's bringing discouragement to these people. Can I say just a number of things? Maybe because they felt that they were intruding upon the master's time. Verse 2 of this book says that he was dealing with the Pharisees, bringing the truth of God to these religious men. He has better things to do than to deal with the children. Maybe they were ignorant of their need. There's no mention any of these children were sick, because they wouldn't stop that. You can find over in Matthew 17:14-17 about a young lunatic son, and they brought him to Christ, and the disciples said nothing. Well, you say, well, there's nothing wrong with those children. They're not sick. They're very healthy looking. Maybe some, because they're capable of trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Too young to put their faith, but the Lord Jesus talks in Matthew 18:5-6 about children who must believe in me. That is because the unsaved stops them bringing to Christ. There are many parents will put the law down. You're not going to the 5-day club. You're not allowed to go into that children's meeting. There's no way you're going to the Bible school. Can you try to bring people to Christ, children? There's all these discouragements, you see. You see, you'll find discouragement when you try to bring people to Christ, especially children, especially boys and girls, you see. Some people think, well, they don't really need to be saved. But they do. Even God's people. I was speaking to a brother and woman today, and she was telling me about when she got saved as a young girl and got saved. But she overheard a conversation. An old brother and preacher was talking to her mother, and her mother was saying, you know, she's got saved. And boys, when he heard that, he sort of said, well, we'll just have to wait and see now. But she's only a wee girl, but she heard it. A word to that effect, it's like throwing a bucket of water around her. She had trusted Christ, a wee girl. You see, dear friends, there's discouragement in seeking to bring the boys and girls to Christ. And such discouragement makes the Lord Jesus angry, because verse 14 tells us there he was much displeased. He was much displeased at this. When he saw what was happening, these parents seeking to bring their children to himself, and the disciples above all people were stopping him. He was much displeased, you see. You see, you'll find discouragement in this world. I have no doubt about it when we go around the doors of those estates that there'll be discouragements. And I've no doubt about when I go outside too, may get an odd egg or something through at us, I don't know, there'll be discouragements. But we've got to go through it. The parents didn't give up here. The parents didn't turn away with all this discouragement. No, not a bit of it. See, they brought the young children to him. There's much discouragement in children's work, even in all of the Lord's work at times. Must persevere. We must persevere. And when we go out this year into those estates, and maybe things don't happen the way we'd like it to happen, we hope that it really, the great times of blessing, and we hope to go back again. And to go back again. And to go back again. We've got to keep going on. We've got to do it. Who else is going to do it? For God's sake, to bring the young children to Christ, you see. May you not be a discouragement in this work. May I not be a discouragement in another. But do all we can to bring the young ones to Christ. Can I say lastly and very quickly about their delight? Because it said there that the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you looked over Luke 18 and not verse 16, it says that he called them. He called them, you see. He called them to bring the young children to me. In verse 16 here, it tells us here, and he took them up in his arms. And, you know, he lifted them. He lifted them up in his arms. Now remember this, the parents brought their young children to Christ that he would touch them. Just put your hand on them. But you know, he did far more with them. He just lifted them. And friends, he held them. He lifted them up, you see. He did more than they expected with them, you see. And the great delight was this. They saw their children in the loving arms of Christ. No better place to see them. Not right? Saw them in the loving arms of Jesus Christ. And I trust that would be our experience if we seek to reach the boys and girls with the Lord Jesus. The world system is all geared to take our children to hell. And there's no better place we want to see our children than in the arms of Christ. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Do all you can. Question prayer. Pray on for your children. Bring them to Jesus by prayer. Pray on. Witness all to them. And we trust in this work and in the work of the church and the ministry goes on in the pulpit district, that we'll see others in this congregation being brought to him. What a delight it was. Oh, happy, happy day the parents went home that brought their children to Jesus. May that be our testimony. May the Lord bless us in this work in the days of life. Thank you.